The operative question is, okay, was there anyone else that was putting pressure? Well, Dominion Voting Systems had threatened to sue Newsmax for $5 billion, I want to say. See, they sued Sidney Powell for $3.2 billion, and I think the number that they were supposedly going to sue Newsmax for was in the $5 billion range. This caused the, I guess everyone missed it except me, caused the CEO of Newsmax to come out. This was a month and a half ago. And say that, hey, wait a minute now, wait a minute. We never defamed Dominion. We never broadcast anything about Dominion. We only broadcast the truth, and we only did this, and we have no proof that Dominion did that, et cetera, et cetera. What, when we play this digital media file from, I forget this woman's name, but she used to work at Fox News, Heather something or other, and she's now on Newsmax, and then the guy that walked off the set, that guy actually has a Twitter account, and Raheem Kassam had linked to that. last night. We had the digital media file, but that guy that walked off the set, that guy was just towing the company line. Now, we're going to have to play the video of the clip. Now, you'll be able to hear it as well, but the audio doesn't do the clip justice, because on the audio version, you will not be able to see that MyPillow CEO and founder Mike Lindell is talking the whole time. The whole time this guy is trying to shut him up, Mike Lindell is talking. And they, you know, Raheem Kassam has got this guy's name. His name is Bob Sellers. Bob Sellers. Oh, it's on the cut sheet. Okay, I see. So now, when you watch the clip, you got to watch it all the way to the end. I've only seen this twice. I've seen it three times in a recent memory where someone has walked off a TV set. Well, you know, didn't Trump walk off of, didn't he throw the lapel mic down with Leslie Stahl? And go like, I've given you everything, I answered all your questions, we're done. Mike, hey, Pence for brains. We're finished, Leslie, we're done with the questions, okay? Trump walked off. There was another clip of Trump walking out on Fareed Zakaria, some clown, back in the 1990s. And then most people will not remember this, but way back, we're going way, way back. It's an old story. It's an old storyteller. I had to get way back in the King Dude's way back machine there, little sonnies. Back in the day when Pat Buchanan used to take turns with Washington Post columnist Bob Novak, a real true old school conservative. Novak was gotten some argument with Michael Kinsley, and Novak had I don't even remember what the subject was, but he had finally just had enough. And he actually said the BS word on CNN's air, and they didn't have a delay. So he just took his lapel mic, goes, this is BS. Took the lapel mic off and just threw it down on the thing and walked off the set. So Scott Sellers walked off the set last night because Mike Lindell would not stop promoting that. We're going to have a press conference on Friday, and we're going to lay all the evidence out. We have 100% evidence that the election was rigged and it was stolen. Now, I don't know why this is a news item to people. Did we or did we not? Do 6-7 weeks of wall-to-wall coverage of the fact. And we present facts. The facts are out there. Presenting the facts that the election was stolen. There's no doubt about it. Now, it's a degree of blame. Do you blame the vote-counting machines, the tabulating machines? I think that there is probable... a cause there, the fact that the states including Georgia and Arizona and Michigan, had completely resisted forensic analysis close to the date that it actually happened before the machines could be tampered with or reprogrammed or erased or deleted or whatever, indicates, well, that's a smoking gun there. That thing is sitting there simmering, smoldering, and smoking. And they're going like, no, no, there's no fire there. You don't see anything. The fact that that occurred, and then in the one machine that was investigated that the fraud was detectable, just indicates to me. But I think the bigger and biggest crime was the stuffing of the ballots by the mail and by the ballot harvesting, which are undeniable. They even admit, although they don't call it fraud, those are people that voted. Well, how come they don't have any verifications, and why can't we see the ballots? In any event, these clowns that think they're going to get away with this and that we're all just going to go swimming or walking softly into that good night. Oh, okay. Our kids gave it the old college try, but we now throw the towel in and admit that we were beaten by the better candidate. No, they weren't. You know, a lot of people want to assess this or want to attach this to, this is a defeat for this is the defeat for all of MAGA supporters, Trumpism, whatever you want to call it, and that we're all delusional, you see. And since we won't move on from my eyes to God's hands, truth, which is that the greatest candidate who got the most votes in the history of the human race, Joseph Robinette Biden, just face it, he steamrolled your boy, Don John of Mar-a-Lago. Anyone that accepts that proposition and says that there was no fraud and no tampering, no deceit, no lying, no cheating, etc., is just a liar. Either that or you're willfully blind because you got an economic or some sort of stake in it. And if you actually make the mistake of saying the truth, well, then your stake is going to just wither away. So there's that. I'll play you the clip. We'll talk about that. But why are people surprised that Newsmax, wanting to not lose its access or advertisers and not be sued and what have you, why are you surprised? You people act as, or the people that are upset over this and surprised, act as though there are this army of broadcasting men out there that are actually willing to fall on their swords. And are willing to, as the saying goes, take one for the team. Who? Show me one. I'm sure there's one out there. I don't operate under that delusion. I'm not shocked by this, and neither should you be. As a matter of fact, you should probably get used to it. Do you not note that there's this revolving door? The woman I just mentioned used to be on Fox News. She was there for years. I'd say maybe a decade. And now she's on Newsmax. It just goes around, man. You know, the idea here that there's editorial codes in these news, there may be some. I worked in this racket long enough to know that almost everyone that's in it is a libtard. Very few, I don't care if it's sports, it doesn't matter. Almost everyone that puts that lapel mic on is a libtard. They are not your friend. They're in it for the money. They're not in it for the truth. And they are not going to fall on any swords so that you can sleep comfortably at night knowing that they stood for the God's honest truth. Not gonna happen. I don't know what country you think you woke up in yesterday, and thought that that would happen with Newsmax or any of the other ones. That is just not how our game is played. We're glad you played the game, though. Thank you very much. Then we have this. As funny as it is, I really do not want to spend the next however many years having to say or play the little girl saying the name?
Chupisaki.
Every day. If she were blonde, I could understand some of this. We need to get a blonde dictionary. Blonde jokes. We need blonde jokes. Is there a redhead joke dictionary? You know, they have blonde jokes. A whole book of them. Is there a redhead joke? This woman is just a babbling fool. Somebody asked her about Space Force yesterday. And even though I'm kind of joking when I say that her answer was,
Space Force, Friday night down in the bowling alley in the White House, they're playing it. Yeah. And that chewing back a guy and Pan-Holo. Yeah, that movie's like a play. And if you're in the White House press car and you just happen to be covering, you can watch Space Force. That's almost the answer that she gave when a reporter asking a genuine question, going, what can you tell us about the Biden regime's treatment of Space Force? She actually thought it was a movie. And then yesterday she came back and went, no. I'm going to have to circle back to you on that because I'm not sure who the contact is on that. And I'm going like, didn't Trump elevate that to like cabinet level joint chiefs of staff? Shouldn't someone from the Air Force be the contact person? Now, look, we can have an argument on whether or not there ought to be a Space Force. I don't think that this juncture in time there should be, but he did create it. And like I was telling Mitz O'Connell, and it does exist. And whether you like it or not, you're going to be taxed to pay for it until we can escape this wretched union. But for the spokesperson, the head spokesperson of the executive branch, the cabal government, the oligarch government that sits on the banks of the Potomac River, that they do not know. She did not know what it was. In any event, we'll talk about that. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has launched a campaign supposedly against big tech. Now, I have the bullet points here of what DeSantis said the state of Florida could, if these regulations were passed, could do to these big tech companies. I think that this is exactly what needs to be done. And Florida beginning this just kind of shows that at least we have people in official elected positions